Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7 o'clock, London summertime. It's not much of a summer, it's been pouring rain here for the last hour, but I think we should kick things off with the currencies. The euro against the dollar fell again today, extending those losses from yesterday, so it's currently sitting at 120.88. I suppose there's a lot of resistance at the big even number 120, and we'll see whether it pauses at that tomorrow. But it's sort of held there for the last 3 months, and we've had some pretty big dynamics on both sides, on the upside and on the downside, and it's pretty much range trading. There's not a whole pile of story to tell about that one. And against the cable as well, the British pound. It's strengthened there as well. It went below 180 for the first time in since May today. It's currently sitting at 179.23. So you can across all currencies, you can see more or less that the dollar is strengthening against the euro. That's euro sterling I'm talking about now. That's currently sitting at 148.25. Really rallied quite significantly yesterday. It went up more than a cent, yes, or more than a penny yesterday. Sorry, more than a cent yesterday. Excuse me. But it gave up a lot of those gains again today. So, and that is very much in a broad range between the 147 to 153 levels, which is sort of held for the last 6 or 7 months. So, not really much of a story there, but this is, quite a long, volatile range. I mean, a 6 point spread in that range is quite a lot. So it's really quite volatile. And of course, that's, especially the dollar's strength is being fed off the weaker oil price. I'm not at all convinced about the sort of the turnaround in people's sentiment about oil. I think that, any sort of small things that could happen, for example, the insurgency in Iraq becoming, a little bit more violent, or they hitting another pipeline, or they're cutting off oil supplies once again, that'll begin to push things up. But at the moment, psychology is there, and it's saying that, $49 was 49.40 was high enough for oil, and I think people are just pushing it down a bit now, especially now that we're into the new contract, and that automatically just, knocked a couple of dollars off the value in just a day. But that fall in the oil prices having a marked effect on natural gas. Natural gas was loath to follow it on the way up, but it's certainly following it on the way down. Big down day yesterday, and it is down marginally again today, but it's currently sitting at 5.29. There had been a little bit of support at sort of just under 5.40, and it had rallied from that, for a couple of days, but yesterday went straight through it. Hell below there today, so natural gas isn't looking particularly good. Home heating oil is almost a mirror image of the crude oil, so that's fallen the last 3 days as well. I posted some charts in South African Rand on the comment of the day today because the strength of the dollar has again, especially against the rand, has really over the last month shown, beginning to show a bit of a trend. So I said I'd see what they look like, and especially gold, that is looking very strong in South African rand. So that's bound to feed through into earnings reports for those sort of big mining companies in the next quarter, or indeed the end of this quarter. So they're probably ones maybe to keep an eye on. The same thing with the platinum, that was looking quite interesting as well, so I commend those to you. Then looking at the LME metals, nickel was hold on, I just need to pull up the right screen. Nickel was up today. It's at 13,455, is up 105 on the 3 month. Lead was up a bit today. It was up 6 at 8.51, so it hasn't capitulated at all yet, and it's still sort of holding its own there in the sort of the top extension. Copper was up 17 at 2,730. Tin is still holding that little breakup it had. It was up 25 today at 8,975. And zinc is still basing. It's still looking quite depressed, and that's at 975, up 7. The indices as well, the U.S. indices especially, are looking quite interesting today because they didn't do much yesterday, and you know that was on quite a volatile day and a real strengthening in the dollar, and they didn't do anything really yesterday, and today the Dow is up 29 points. It has been up higher than that. It's been as high as 10,146, but it's currently sitting at 10,101 or 100 just now. So they seem to be running into a little bit of resistance, and the S&P, as I mentioned yesterday, has definitely found some resistance at the 1100 level. It's currently sitting at 1096. So that's not looking particularly encouraging for anyone who's really long, because they're not moving particularly strongly to my mind. Looking at the Nasdaq 100 now, that's it's currently sitting at 1369, and that is more or less right on the bottom of the range, so it hasn't really shown any legs in this rally, although there have been some quite nice dynamics. And looking at the emerging Asia markets, when these are generally quite good leaders, the JCI index broke down yesterday, and I've posted that chart. It was down 10.5 points at 738.86. The Kuala Lumpur, I'm just pulling that one up as well. That had a huge range yesterday, but it didn't close down much. Hold on, I typed in the wrong ticker. I'm talking about the wrong chart, excuse me. That one wasn't down that much. It was down 3, but it's been trending down for the last 6 or 7 weeks. So looking quite weak. The same with the SET index in Thailand. While that rallied about last week, it's had 2 up days, but it hasn't done much. It's sort of sitting on the 600 level, and again, it's looking quite depressed. The Sensex index in India is looking it's not anything to write home about at the moment. It's sort of sitting above the 5,000 level, a little bit of support there. It's currently at 5,067, but there's no dynamics there to the upside at all. So looking at all of these sort of emerging Asia markets, there's not really any of them doing anything on the upside. There's no mirroring of this rally in developed markets. So that's sort of got to be some sort of warning bell when they have so often been leaders in the past. So it's definitely one to keep an eye on. Then looking at the Europeans, the DAX is down a point. It's at 37.71. The CAC is at 35.94. It's up 4 and a bit. And the FTSE is up 2.2 at 44.07. And again, those while they have shown quite a rally in the last week or so, and for example today the DAX did touch 3800, but it's given it all up, so it's actually down now. So they're all running into that little bit of resistance, just at the bottom of the previous range or just inside the bottom. So it's by no means a terribly bullish rally out there just yet, but of course the danger is that by the time everybody turns bullish on it, it'll be nearly over. But I would like to see some sort of turn up on the emerging Asia indices before going super bullish on any of these or opening a position. Of course, I'm going on holiday tomorrow night, so I won't be opening any positions between now and then. The last thing to talk about are the bonds, and they are showing a little bit of weakness. The treasuries are currently sitting at 110 and 12:30 seconds, which is it had a little bit of a rising range of lows there for the last month, but it hasn't maintained that, hasn't made any sort of new highs. There was resistance at 112, didn't go anywhere near breaking that in the last 2 weeks anyway. And the low of the day was pretty close to 110, where there is support. So that's in that sort of step sequence, it's very much at the bottom of the step. If it decides to go below 110, that I think would be, if that were a dynamic, it would be quite bearish. So that's definitely something I'll be watching. Looking at the Bunds, they haven't fallen a great deal on euro weakness. They were down yesterday, and they broke the bottom of that little bit of a range yesterday, and they are up today, but they did open down. So it's currently sitting at 115.31, and I think that if that were to go through 115, then you would be looking at the same sort of bearish signal. I'll just pull up the gilts. And the gilts are the same story. They've broken the bottom of the range. That one actually opened up today, but it is down. It's at 106.66. And that's actually pretty much at the top of the last range, the one that sort of ended in the middle of July. So if it sort of closes below there, that will also be something to keep an eye on. And just pulling up the JGBs. They've sort of been trending down for the last week. It's been an up day and a down day, alternative days. Today's been a down day. It's down 0.14. It's at 136.85. But that one is looking probably weaker, the weakest of the whole lot, because it did rally up so very strongly at the beginning of August. So that's pretty much it for today. I'll just go through a couple of the ones that people are particularly interested in. I'm very sorry. I just pull up coffee. Coffee's, really had a very strong rally. It's a little bit down today, but it is holding the gains. It's at 73.15. There is a bit of a tail on that candle though. But it is starting to show a little bit of strength, having found that support down at sort of the 70 level. Just pulling up the soybeans, and I'm afraid I can't type. And those are down a little bit today, but definitely holding the gains from yesterday. It was a good big dynamic yesterday. They're currently at 606, down 5. So soybeans are still looking quite healthy. Just pulling up the orange juice, and orange juice is down a little bit. It is again, it's got a big oscillation on the day, but it's middle of the range at the moment at 75.40. And I'm just going to pull up lumber. I think that was down today. That was down today. It was down 10 at 40, 440.80. And that's quite a big drop today, because it opened down and it's closed down, and even the high of the day didn't really get up to the close of yesterday. So those are definitely ones to watch. I think cotton as well was pretty strong today. And I'd be wrong. It's down 10 cents. It's at 51.30. It's definitely holding the gains though. Hasn't made any new highs today. But again, that is more or less the first down day in 8, so it might be time for it to take a little bit of a pause for breath, if it decides to keep going. But that was a bit of interlocution. Very sorry. But if there's anything at all I can help you out with in the next day or two, well, day in a bit, just let me know, and I'm happy to comply. And thank you very much for listening.